The Upper West region was the last region to be created in the country in 1983 with 5 districts. It was carved out of the then Upper region, which is now Upper East region. 30 years after its creation, the number of districts have increased to 10 with one municipality, while the population has also risen to 702,110. Unfortunately, the region is occupying an unenviable position of the poorest region in the country. This explains why the regional minister, Dr. Nso, inaugurated the regional strategic plan preparatory team to prepare the grounds for a strategic plan to be developed. Dr. Nso spelled out some of the work of the team.
The group members from this preparatory team will facilitate the clusters of the bigger consultative meeting. 2, the preparatory document will be used in a stakeholder consultative session where thematic groupings will discuss in detail the development concerns and challenges, the development gaps, the cause of those gaps, sources to access support to plug the gaps, specific timelines. A study development plan will be the outcome of this meeting. A well-planned donor meeting will be organized to market the document.
A member of the National Development Planning Commission, Said Jesau, who is also a member of the team, said, lack of involvement of policy implementers in the formulation of strategic plan is to blame for the nation's developmental problems.
As technocrats, we've been bedeviled with formulating a lot of policies that do not get implementation. And one of the reasons for that is the policy implementers, who are largely the resource basket holders and also the power brokers, who are the politicians, are often, in most cases, not part of the policy formulation stages. And so technocrats sit down and come up with outputs that they find strange and sometimes difficult to implement.
A number of people who spoke to Radio Ghana about the decision pledged to lend their support if it becomes a reality.